Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Down here is also clear.
Okay, so nothing there, but...
And, of course, giant grand doors.
They have sentries.
Here, here, and here.
So just three of them?
Let me check. That's number one and number two. Two here, six there.
And do they watch the other sentries?
Mm-hmm.
So knocking them out will be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You alert one, you alert them all.
You basically have one looking that, or two looking that way, two looking that way, one looking that way, one looking that way. One looking that way, one looking that way, one looking that way, one looking that way. There's only one actually looking back here.
Well, what's the chance that they actually have someone get back there? Kind of low, usually.
Usually what they're looking for is orcs heading this way. A host of orcs is not hard to spot.
We could use that as our disguise.
I'd like to say...
We hide in the orcs and then go around.
We get another WA going.
If there's a host of orcs outside and it is hard to spot, the dwarfs are in trouble.
Bunch of ninja...
What?
Bunch of ninja orcs. Jessica, you gotta make a ninja orc clan.
I'll work on it.
They're orc assassins.
He'll work on it.
Sorry. Work on it. Well, I'll rest up here for a little while.
Let's see. Resting from...
Exhausted.
Probably take like days.
Exhausted to fatigued. Alright, exhausted... minus 6 penalty to strength and dex. After 1 hour of complete rest, you become fatigued.
1 hour.
And then after 8 hours, so about 9 hours if you want to wait for fatigue to go away too.
Well, would it be easier?
It's easier definitely going down.
Would it be even easier going down since I have slow fall 20 feet?
Yes. I'd reduce it to about 2 checks at 15 and 20.
Okay, sure. I'll just go ahead and go down after I'm no longer exhausted.
Alright, so you are at a minus 2. Take your 15.
Hi-ya!
You're fine, and then you're 20.
I still made it.
Alright.
Barely.
Whew. Your hands are all kind of, you know, blistered.
Yeah, climber's gloves.
Your fingertips are blistered.
Well, I don't know. That was the magic item that actually worked. Okay. Plus 5 to climb.
Alright. You're tired, you're sweaty, that's the longest you have worked in a long time.
Wow, this is a new look for you.
That was fun.
She's actually covered
very
in dirt.
Tired.
Usually I like to see you pampered.
That was my old self.
And your alternate dimension self.
That was before Pathfinder self.
Yeah, my before Pathfinder, before I became a rogue. So, there are... Actually, 1 second. Okay.
Yeah, sit down and relax. Dude, I got food going.
Sweet. It only took me 2 hours.
I'm making
and
that.
20 minutes.
Yeah, we've been good.
Exactly. Like... I don't know. You guys were able to watch me, so you could see me go...
I don't know. Probably like, at that distance, they might not have been able to watch. Rooney might have.
And I'd just be like... Yeah, she's gonna...
Ooh, this tired. Okay.
Yeah, we came in here and go...
okay, up the top. Oh. It was really that last half that was the difficult part.
So, no entrances.
What did I say about that thingy?
It's a closed structure. All these are closed structures.
So this is just like a building.
Yeah.
Okay, so it might be an entrance.
And then even these have like roofs.
Well, I know I couldn't see in them, but I could see the guards, right?
Mm-hmm. And there are signal fires in there.
Cool. Okay, well, anyways, there's two guards somewhere else, and then 6 guards there. There's always guards somewhere else.
I'd like to light the guard post on fire. That would attract their attention.
Yeah.
I guess, but how else are we supposed to get by?
We could climb over.
No.
Oh, we could climb over stealthily?
It would take us more than 2 hours.
It'd take us a couple of days?
I thought it would take you guys a long time, because you'd be like, climb speed, and then, like, stealth on top of that.
I'd be climbing at my climb speed.
Is there stealth flying?
Not really.
At night.
Because you have nothing to hide behind.
That's true.
At night, you're just out of range of their sight.
Yeah, you have to have cover to be able to hide.
I assume rocks were cover.
Yeah. Climbing up the sides, there was no problem. But walking up this way, there's, of course, no cover. There's been special attention to make sure that there's no cover.
But yeah, that's what I found there. And there's an entrance door hut on the side. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And then a big door.
Any idea if there are any secret doors?
Sorry, his elven senses.
Do you want me to take time to the courtyard and look around?
No.
You could.
I could. Because it wouldn't take as much climbing to get into the courtyard as it would be to go up there again.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to see if I can climb down.
Just testing yourself.
By the way, do you have Lesser Restoration? I could use that.
Not memorized, but I can get it.
Hold on. I want to see how I spent my money on this because of my past experiences. Hell no. <It's gone.
laughs> Apparently your addiction to lesser restoration potions wasn't quite that.
Oh, and by the way, I was looking at Pathfinder and they simplified it to 4 lifestyles. In good, it's assumed that you can have any 5 gold piece item hanging around your house. In extravagant, it's 25 gold piece. They work that in just at the half the prices that I usually do.
Okay, well, let's just do it that way then.
Okay.
So I have
what's the lifestyle cost?
Good is 100 gold pieces a month. Extravagant is 1,000.
I assume that takes into account my rent?
Yes. Take into account your rent.
Okay.
My rent went up.
Yeah, we're putting adventurer's insurance on your house.
I am not an adventurer.
Yeah, I didn't say that you were an adventurer.
Oh, I see. Since you're letting adventurers back in.
And there's also the tiefling fee you're paying.
I sue you about that.
Too bad.
I'll sue you anyways. I'll pay you now. I'll just get my money back.
It's a law.
Yeah, I can sue about laws.
Okay. Because
of this one. And this one. And this one. And this one. And this one.
Good long pick.
I'm bullshitting now.
You're rotating two.
It's a sleight of hand sword. This one and this one.
Yeah, good long. Good luck getting the evil Senate to admit they're wrong.
So,
but you see, the Senate wouldn't be wrong. You would just be wrong.
So So what are we going
to
do?
Personally.
Set fire to the mountain.
That's going to be difficult.
That's what Amanda wanted to do.
Not to the mountain, to the guard posts.
We could shoot arrows that are flaming into each of their signal fires, and then just wait.
See what happens. See if we can light them and then see what happens.
Well, more like we light them and, you know, they get all on alert, and then, you know, we hang out, and then they have to go off alert, and they're like, what the fuck happened? Then we do it again, and laugh.
I don't see how this is serving our purpose.
Hilarious!
Yes!
I think you're just making even more paranoid and more difficult to win.
I don't know, maybe if we wanted to wage like a week-long campaign of making their guards sleepless.
No. Is your suggestion, Andre?
No. See, the post would be able to last by then. The post would fall over from...
We could shoot their signal fires from here and light them on fire. And everyone's like, okay, that could be a good idea. And then tomorrow, we do it again. And it'd be hilarious. And everyone's like, how is that serving our purpose? I'm like, I don't know, it's just hilarious.
That is what is presented to you.
I can't see us getting in without confrontation.
I could get in.
Okay, have fun.
I don't think you guys want me to do this on my own, though.
No.
We can get in there if we use the rocks.
I suppose I could sneak in there and, like, at night, see if they got some sort of side opening that you guys could sneak up and through. Because at night, I don't... Well, we'll see what happens at night.
They rotate their guards.
But I mean, like, is there any way they can see for far?
They actually light the... They actually put lanterns up.
How far is that out?
Well, let's see.
Because, I mean, I assume...
The entire wall is lit. Oh, hey, you want it to be pet? Right, because they only have to put like one every.
Doing this on my phone.
But how far out is it?
Oh, about 80 feet.
And that's in dim illumination, like 40 of it.
Yes, but the entire wall is lit up.
Well, I don't understand that. I'm trying to think if I snuck up there and like opened a door or something after putting out some lights or something like that.
Oh, the door, the only real door to the, quote, outside is the giant portcullis.
But, I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like, I could sneak in there and put out the lights, and then we might be able to actually get over. Their alarm would be sounded, but we could get over and hide somewhere. Now, the other side of the courtyard is completely bare, so...
Don't run out into it.
Yeah, we have to be very quick about it.
What happens to bags of holding here?
Do you want to activate it?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
No, honestly, I'm
just saying,
rethinking about leaving some of my equipment behind.
Because I would fail stealth so hard.
I'll keep my equipment with me just in case. A lot of it I don't use.
Yeah, I've leave behind the stuff I don't use, but...
Well, I mean, it looks like it only happens when you activate it.
Let's see, I can get rid of this ring.
I'm not going to be using this ring.
And I can just cast
it
on myself.
If this exploded, there's no way I could replace it.
What ring is that?
The most expensive magic item on my person.
Okay.
Visibility at will.
Okay.
Anyways.
Oh, yes, I forgot you had it.
Yeah, I've been using it here because I want.
I understand.
I don't want to catch it on fire around my finger.
That would suck to really get it off.
Well, I wouldn't really need to, I suppose. There's a possibility of injuring my finger a little bit.
Might melt.
Well, why don't we try stealthing up the walls and seeing what we can figure out?
If we wait till nighttime, I could put the lights out. Do you want to try that?
Alright, so do we want to go towards the side passage that you mentioned, or the big doors?
I think we should go toward the side passage.
Yeah.
Probably the side passage, because we can stay on the sides.
Yeah.
Do they light the inside at all?
These? The towers?
No.
In here? No, but there is light over here. And light over here.
Where does the dwarves come in for their... Which door do they come out for their shift change?
from there.
The side passage.
So they just come out.
No, they come out from.
They come out from the towers.
Okay, from
so,
the tower.
Okay.
So it looks like they've just got like bunks and towers or something.
Okay.
What are they? Do they like immediately like dwarfs facing this way and then? Okay.
Wait, are these
or is it like sort of like
not exactly
style?
Like that, it's but probably it's probably casual. Within about a minute or so.
It's probably more casual than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, they I'm usually asking. Talk for about they usually talk for a little while and they drink a beer or something. But
so maybe you could do this during the changing of the guards.
You would have
to add a little bit more of extra help on our side.
Possibly, though, well, assuming there'd be more eyes up there.
Yeah, but they won't be as focused.
The other thing I could do is put out a light on the other side. And while they're investigating that, I could put out more lights, and then you guys will come over.
Maybe.
Because if I... Say I just put out a light over here, and then they turn it back on, and then I do it again, and then they'll think something's up over there. And so I put out lights over here, and we go over.
Are they at the bottom or the top of the towers?
Probably the top.
Yeah.
The lights are at the top, right?
Because mm-hmm.
that will get the most coverage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And these towers are stone. Because
mm-hmm.
you never know when the orcs will come in on wyverns.
Yeah. Yeah,
stupid wyverns. Although they still scream "Wah" as they're coming.
Okay, so they might hear him before they see him. Alright, then let's try that method. I suggest only.
At least maybe
I suggest
the
putting only
tired,
like
the
two or three out.
All day.
Okay, so we want to go right before the ship change.
Okay.
Yes.
So since you're the one who's doing the sneaking, Tyler, give me a stealth check.
Well, the rest of us climb.
All right. So let's see. You're coming. Either way you come, I have four spot checks.
I hope that was laughing in our favor.
Yeah.
Ooh, I rolled well.
I got 22, if I decide to keep that.
What'd you roll?
What? I was going to say, you might want to. Yeah,
33.
Plus 12 is good, but not good enough at this point. So you sneak up onto the wall?
What the idea was is like, I'll sneak over here and then put this light out.
You sneak up in there, correct? Or... at the base of the tower.
Say, go.
Give me a spot check, actually, as you're passing over.
Okay.
27? Okay. Since you actually are close to this tower, you'll actually get a good look at it. Inside there are, of course, two chairs that look very durable. And, of course, there's a cache of rifles up there, spare ammunition, lanterns. In addition, they also have this little podium with kind of a little lever on it.
You suck, by the way.
What?
You suck.
He wants to pull the lever. He wants to pull the lever now.
It just opens the gate.
Average.
Like, real safe. Would that be better?
Maybe. I'll go ahead and do that. Oh, that sucks for me. I'm gonna sneak in there.
Pull the lever, Tyler. Zip right. would have done it.
Since there's only one guy over here, or two guys. Yeah, okay. They're just kind of talking. It's literally. Let me go ahead.
I walk over the ceiling.
Sweet.
Zook's pulled his fair share of levers.
All right. So, just as a quick sketch. This is just to signify the outside.
Okay.
They don't put the little things up there.
How very square.
What do you mean signify the outside?
It's dwarven.
Facing out that way.
Oh, okay. Like it's got, that's where the armaments are or something.
The parapets.
Gotcha.
Okay. This entire thing is shaded. This is how it fits into the mountain. Like that. Despite what that...
Yes.
Despite what that looks like.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's a chair here. A chair here. This is where the pyre is. And, of course, back here is where the little lever is.
Okay, is there any open areas here?
I'm going to go ahead and grab two dwarfs. Since I don't need a whole of them right now.
There's one dwarf sitting there, pulling the lever.
That's what gets paid.
Okay. Where are the openings?
What do you mean, openings? Here and here, like that. And, of course, over here.
Is that, like, windows there, or...?
Yeah, it's an open tower.
Okay, so it's like, starts here, stops there, sort of thing.
Tower. Like that.
Is this where it is?
Yeah.
That is. Okay. That's not too hard. do you have a model?
No. He didn't grab any of them.
I just grabbed those two because that's...
Hey, I had a model.
Yes. And then we all model was there.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
What did we put it in this?
Space Marine.
Is that the pyre?
Alert.
Oh, God.
Cheater.
Heavy bolter's gonna hurt.
I've got a decent AC. Oh god, they're very high level. Run away! Oh good lord, they're miniature rocket launchers. They don't care about
armor. How many shots does the
He's within 12 inches, so
I'm just gonna like hang over right next to this dwarf and pull the lever.
Doesn't actually go up. So now that you're looking at it, it's actually closer to a push down.
Huh. What's the dwarf got on?
This dwarf?
Uh-huh.
He's actually just wearing what looks to be padded armor.
Uh-huh.
A sidearm pistol that, of course, looks strange to you. It looks a bit like the revolver things that the other guys had, except these are, of course, a bit more stocky. They're not as long. Looks for probably better for close quarters combat. A liquor bottle. A light. He has a pack of... something, and he has some matches.
Are you doing a sleight of hand contested, or
yeah.
just a 20-20 like they had in the book?
I kind of like the 20-20, but that's just me.
Well, I just want to know before I try anything.
I would have to probably go with the 20-20, but I would give him penalties because he doesn't even know you're there.
Okay.
And just because he notices it's gone doesn't mean he notices you. He notices that it's gone.
Oh, shit, I left my liquor bottle somewhere.
Hold on!
I'm going to try to sleight of hand his liquor bottle out.
Okay.
That'll give me some extra reach without using any of my items. Yeah.
Nope, doesn't notice.
I'll go.
Beep.
I'll leave his liquor bottle there.
Notice check. Nope, doesn't.
How the?
What the bloody hell?
What did it do?
You put it down on one of the sides and it dipped down and went beep.
That's all it did, huh?
Mm-hmm. Takes this liquor bottle and kind of goes, bloody hell.
Rabble. No, all you hear.
Boring.
All you hear is grumble, grumble, surly, grumble, surly.
Alright, well, anyways, I will... This is the side I was trying to put out the...
Sure.
Yes, the fire on, or the lantern on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that fire going in the middle, or...?
No.
That's the signal.
Where's my objective, now that I'm back to the mission?
Right there.
Okay. I'll go over and around and to the other dwarf.
See if they're coming this way out.
Yeah.
I will... sneak along the top of the roof to get over to where I can grab his liquor bottle and get to the other one.
That would be enjoyable, but I don't think I'm that strong.
I fell off the side! I don't know what happened!
I slid a pan of dwarf off the side.
He notices.
But does he notice me?
He notices he fell, but he doesn't know it's you.
Okay, but anyways, I'll try to sleight of hand the bottle from him and...
Give me a sleight of hand.
And then if he doesn't notice where it went, I'll pull it out of the water with it. I succeed.
Wait, fire with alcohol?
So you slide
if,
the penny.
If it's ale, it should go out.
And you kind
of my knowledge of it.
You pull it up, and he kind of goes.
I will hide a bit.
Bloody hell!
What?
Oh, I'm gonna stay outside.
Blah 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 blah.
He forgot his ale.
Blah 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 blah.
They both kind of look suspicious at this point. He actually kind of goes over here and begins going beep 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 beep. He likes beeping.
Okay, well, where's that dwarf staring at? Back to his poster. I was looking around.
He does a little dance. Makes a little
I'll go ahead and just put his bottle in the fire.
Beep, beep, beep.
I hide. I stay hidden.
All right, so you're putting in the signal fire or the lantern?
The lantern. I'll try to put it out with it.
Roll a d8. You need to get a 2 or more.
Okay. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep.
You learned dwarfing.
I have no idea what this is. I probably should have had a comprehend language cast on me.
If it didn't, like, kill you or something.
Yeah.
Well,
comprehend language.
I could cast me.
Alright, so you begin kind of. As you cross over the center point, you'll notice that they are fully active and that the portcullises have been dropped. And they have rifles out at this point, kind of doing the. No, squabble, squabble.
Wait, the portcullises were open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, they would have closed when we tried to approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally could have posed as the elven caravan coming to trade with them.
Do you want fast food?
this dwarf fortress lets you go inside of their trade depot and then fills it with magic.
Jerks.
You slide on over, and it's basically the same thing as this one, but reversed. And you'll notice that these guys are also active.
I'll do the same thing over here.
Okay, give me a sleight of hand. Hold on, let me see if they spot you. I got a 14 and a 17. No. You roll one. Okay. Now let's see if he notices the missing liquor bottle. Yes, he does notice the missing liquor bottle.
And then it ends up in the... What do we need
it's
to
do? It's a d8.
Oh,
two
right.
Plus.
See if it works.
Two plus.
You mean a Benny soak? Did I roll poorly?
It's a bending token. That's just, you know, if you, like, accidentally oversplashed it and not enough got in there. Mm-hmm. Then you splash it out and it kind of goes,
BOM NUM NUM!
Loads a bullet in. Chink.
I'll go ahead and put out the other one that's further this way. Grab any other liquor bottle if I have to.
Okay.
Then I'll let people come up. Well, it's up to you guys what happens next.
Well, there's a wall now.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and...
Okay.
I will begin sneaking my way over to our objective.
Alright, you sneak over there. To this enclosed building with a lantern outside it.
Yep, that's probably a trap.
You four need to give me stealth checks. Well, hold on, give me a climb check first. It's actually a DC 25, because this is worked worked mercenaries! Worked masonry!
There we go.
27. You're fine.
Yes.
What is it?
Okay.
25.
So we're what are we claiming exactly?
Over there.
Why are we climbing over there? Why can't we climb over here?
Because that takes a lot longer.
It would be better to get past them quickly. That was the idea.
Well, I was planning on climbing up and then waiting for you to do the lantern thing. And then
there are a few, but not a lot.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Well, I got a 20 without any ranks.
I don't know if that would have worked, though, because...
Then a 5
you guys would have
less than 25 will fail. You will still be at the base of the wall.
Let me say, let us climb up first, and then you can go take all the lamps, and then we can climb over.
Like, climbing and...
Suppose.
Oh, wait, you
that's
were too cool
that's
anymore.
That's what I was thinking. Us to be actually in a good location at the beginning.
Yes.
Well, you guys were close to the walls just outside of the land.
I don't have as many skill points.
I don't actually see synergies in here at all.
You want to try to figure out where they were? Because I didn't really control where you guys were.
I had to burn Benny.
Where did you guys go up?
I went up where I was told to go up.
I didn't tell you where to go up.
Crap. Probably on the
So where
side.
Do you four go
I
up?
Told you I was going to put them on this side after I distracted them over here. That's what I told
them. So I probably climbed here. Go on that side.
All right, so you guys are going on this wall.
Jessica had an idea if you guys want to listen.
But no.
I don't want to listen.
That we climb the more difficult wall that's out of sight. That would take longer.
Oh, because...
The cliff wall.
But the actual cliff, not the actual wart.
Okay.
I think she wanted you guys to do that, like, while I was going around. And then, like, you know, while you're up there and the lights
and then,
low, you go...
Yeah, so we're actually already in a level position. And then when she actually puts out the lights, we can move across. All right.
Okay, sure.
So, all you need is a 20 climbing up the cliff.
Yeah, I barely succeed then, so I don't need to mess with
it. The cliff is easier to climb because it's...
It just takes longer.
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys are basically at this position when Shiz goes down. As you guys were climbing up the wall.
Put me there.
And I am putting you hugging the wall because there's no other place. You're not floating.
Yeah,
she could be.
And be really easy to spot.
Hey guys!
Can we be above them?
What's up?
At least I would like to be above them.
I'm your neighborhood friendly dragon.
There, just signal you're above them.
Okay.
Alright, now give me a stealth check.
Can I put it on top of my head?
Alright, my
dex. Plus 2. So as much as I can make is a 22.
So I was thinking of trying 28. To make 25 minimum.
I'll just have a 20.
I have a feeling I'm going to screw this over, guys. Because I have to use Benny, and if I don't make it this time, I'm not going to do it.
You got a 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There we go. 21.
And
nice.
Amanda.
Yes.
Ryan. Jessica. Steven's going to go on the minimum of he can, so like an 8. Dwarfs. Tyler, roll for rolling sake.
Oh wait, was that an initiative?
At 14?
No.
Initiative? 20.
Yes. Alec?
I want to get improved initiative for laughs.
9.
For chuckles.
Oh.
15.
No, that roll was not for initiative, by the
way. That was roll for initiative.
You told us to
right
roll
now.
Stealth.
I rolled stealth and then I heard 2 21s.
Okay.
Roll initiative.
It was stealth within initiative.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I said 15.
Brian?
21.
Jessica?
22.
You suck, Ryan.
Yeah.
You suck, really, Jessica.
I took improved initiative.
So basically what it is as you guys are kind of climbing up, they begin kind of looking out, and the lantern is out, and he looks over and kind of goes,
go dark vision, right?
Yes. Dwarves have dark vision still.
Yeah, I know.
So do I.
And he goes,
so do I.
For anyone who speaks Dwarven, oh shit!
You mean Duggar?
Yeah.
No one.
So no one?
Blah, blah, blah!
Blah, blah, blah!
So what do they notice?
Me.
You. What'd you get?
28.
Okay.
36.
Okay. And then Steven. Yeah, okay. They notice everyone but Ryan.
Yeah.
One of them got a 30 because I rolled an 18.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, can I make another attempt to get my cloak working, actually, before this?
Sure, if you want. Nothing happens.
Like it doesn't work.
Oh, thank goodness.
Nothing happens.
Oh. Like it literally doesn't work.
It didn't hide
it. It doesn't burst into the flames, but...
That's what I'm saying. I'm probably sitting there going like... Wait, I'm coming with no hands. Oh! All right. Well, we start off at the top round with Jessica, who's kind of at this position, but yeah, at this position.
I'm out of this.
You are effectively out of this unless you decide to
shuffle back.
I can shenanigans back.
That's why I had you roll.
Depends about your gunshots and whatnot.
Remember, Andre wants us to work together more often.
I
was waiting for you guys.
Yeah, I know.
This is better than what you guys could have done. Charge the gates!
I'm curious, do dwarven guns remove some of my damage reduction?
No, just your armor. Just your damn adamantium bullets.
It's dash. He doesn't have hardness.
There is a way to get rid of it, though.
Energy?
Fighter.
Oh, yes, you just ignore DR.
Well, this stealthy thing's out of the way.
No, it's not.
Once the rogues are still stealthy.
Hi.
You're not a rogue, you're a barbarian.
Five rogue, eight barbarian.
Yeah, so rogue. No, according to World of Warcraft, you are a barbarian.
Actually, I'm probably
close to
I can continue playing.
Hi, Gammon.
Did you make the drawing?
No, Gammon's
rogue. So you are much, much higher at this point.
Torn rogue.
Ninja, ninja, ninja.
Ryan, they have not spotted you yet.
I guess I will continue climbing to the side.
All right, so give me a climb check. You need a 20.
Okay. I need a 17 or better.
Sorry, you're a thief who can't climb. Would you like to Mont Blanc in?
Do it, Ryan! Do it!
Okay, I'll go on top of the thing.
You appear just fine. But you are now on the roof.
Yeah, you appear just fine.
That was your standard action?
Sweet.
Isn't Mont Blanc movement, actually?
It's a standard.
Standard act, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's useful for our haste.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Haste. Damn.
You can now?
No.
Nope.
Oh. You could have before.
Yeah, I should have hasted then attacked, and then done my Mont Blanc.
Well, move yourself into a better position, then.
Yeah, let me think. That door's probably going to go that way. So I'll just go ahead and go this way.
As the rest of us are sitting there going like...
Because it does. It goes up in a flashy poof. And there's a poof up there. It says that in the description. That's a noticeable smoke poof. Because it's supposed to be flashy.
Okay, so okay. Steven and the
okay, so
elf.
I'll go. Actually, I'll go above the dwarf, but just yeah.
I got
okay,
it.
So you're there.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I break line of sight with smoke bomb.
All right, the dwarves. None of that.
No, wait. As they say,
it looks like they're holding for you to say something. You guys are like,
no. When they say that, I'm like, I say in Sylvanian. This isn't Sylvania!
They target the nearest one, which is you.
I don't think that they
I'm mute! I can't stop it! I'm letting go!
What is your armor class, ignoring 4 points of armor and your dexterity bonus?
Yeah, I should say flat-footed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
23.
Because you're climbing.
Wait, flat-footed?
Yes,
because you're climbing. 23.
And
what's your armor?
Minus 4 armor.
Oh.
19.
Wait, hold on. AC 25.
Minus your ace, minus your dex.
2.
So 23. Minus 4 because they have dwarven guns. So that's a total of minus 6. She has a 19.
Okay, then that's going to be 2 bullets. I was like, 23 with only.
You guys said flat footed. Like,
let's see. I lose my shield because
it's both.
Floating.
The reason why you're flat footed is because basically you're climbing it and it's kind of hard for you to dodge.
I can do it.
It's a special ability. And of course it ignores 4 points of armor because, well, let's face it, it's bolts versus...
Yeah.
Hey, my elven chainmail.
Yeah, it helps.
Yes.
What? And honestly,
oh,
why do you think commanders wear breastplates?
Alright, so let's see. This is
yeah.
17 plus 2 is 19. And then he will... Mama! And he'll go over and he'll free fire and go, me.
Now that he's out of that square.
And you can hear the other dwarves going, oh! Bah! Wackle, wackle, wackle. All right. That was 19-15, Amanda.
Well,
climb!
Well, this is out of the bag anyways. I'm going to jump onto the roof.
Give me a climb check.
Can I just fly?
Roll for one of my magic items.
Just fly up on the roof.
It works fine.
Because it's like everybody knows already.
Alright, so you just... You fly onto the roof.
Hi.
Onto the roof.
Okay, onto the roof.
Remember, you no longer need to be large to fly.
Yep.
Okay.
I enjoy that.
That was your movement action. Your standard, you can attack Ryan.
Yeah.
Lightning breath.
Rape Ryan.
How about... Don't touch there.
Anything else?
It's dirty.
So dirty.
You right. Dirty man.
15, 9, Alec. Give me a climb.
Hold
on. From the demotivational website. Your resistance only makes my penis harder. And everything will rape you. Is that a picture of a horse demon in that?
Yes, I remember that.
It's horrible.
Give me a climb check.
Okay.
That is funny.
Plus 10. Yep. 22.
Stop.
It's your movement.
Okay. Am I on the roof now? Or?
Yeah, you're on the roof.
And this is the inside?
That is the inside.
Or is this the inside?
Well, that's in the mountain.
Okay. Is this where we were trying to get, right?
That's as best I could tell what your guys' plan was.
So essentially we're like right here?
Yes. Actually, no, you guys are right there.
Okay.
It's just I didn't want to draw out a second one.
20. 25.
Bonsai.
Alright. Well, actually, how high up are we?
30 feet. As I said earlier, 30 feet.
Bonsai. Seven,
13.
Eight. Hmm?
Oh. 6, 10, 13.
Okay, I take 10 then.
Yeah. You can give me an acrobatics check to attempt to lessen that by 10 feet.
Okay.
At which point I'm just going to remove the 4.
17.
Okay, so you take 9.
So, is that including my DR?
That's force damage.
Yes.
Yeah. No. So you take 6. 9. Oh. So 6. No. Okay. I'm sorry, you take...
7. Sorry, 7. I'm not raging. Actually, that's viable in this system.
Sorry, I just thought that was funny. Steven, I have no idea what your climb check is. I'm going to hope a 12 is good enough. There's his movement.
Did he fall off? Okay, does he want to spend one of his bennies on that?
Yeah, I'll say so.
I know you want to make him fall, right. But...
He won't fall, but he won't make it, because I'm not sure if he has a plus 12 to climb. Alright, so he kind of stays right there. We go back up to the top of the round. Jessica, you can see that the other towers are alight at this point.
Well, we're trying to put that box on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They're lowering it now.
The what on the what of?
The oil leak. Oh. They're putting a giant box on it.
You mean the giant condom? If you listen to Least I Could Do?
It's got a tube off of it, so it's not really a condom so much as a device to suck out the oil.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, Least I Could Do refer to it they as a giant condom.
They didn't give any details on that until now.
Basically, how far do I move climbing?
On it, slip it up, and then suck
a quarter of your movement.
Okay. At least it's kind of creative. 16.
So 15 feet.
The only thing is they don't know if it'll work because it's 5,000 feet underwater.
There's
one
here.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure. Okay. Submarines get crushed.
And you can slow fold down.
No, 2 seconds, you can crush about 3,000 feet.
Awesome.
To be on top?
Yep.
Of the roof, yes.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they're saving, like, ducks and stuff.
What do you
Birds
mean?
All right.
From the oil
slick?
Ryan.
It was gushing out 200,000 gallons a day.
And I'll get my rope out.
That's a lot of oil.
In case I need to help Steven.
Okay, so there is stuff on the surface, though.
Yeah.
Yes,
they're trying to prevent more from coming out.
Can I grab... Oh. I want to sleight of hand his gun. At least his sidearm, maybe.
All right, give me a sleight of hand check.
I think I've seen clips of this.
It's a 5.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, well, we surf the internet, so...
21?
You it's will not succeed because of the holster.
Damn.
It puts a minus two on sleight of hand.
Effing holsters.
Because, you know, the little clip on?
Yeah, I get it. Holsters are holding me back. That's why I failed at pulling the other one out of the skeleton's thing.
You just let him hang the holster off and then pull it out. Did, yeah. did you not get a 20?
I got a 21.
Minus two is a 19, and he does notice.
Damn it.
The holsters will hold me back, Ryan.
Well, Steve should be here soon. It's 9:30 now.
Okay.
And okay, he does notice you.
No, because you moved across, and then you moved to...
Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Okay. He still hasn't noticed you yet, though.
No, he said he noticed.
He noticed you trying to get his thing.
That's...
What'd you get on... go ahead and give me a stealth check. It would be pretty hard, though. Because he noticed that someone was trying to steal it, but he doesn't see them.
37.
It's possible.
I rolled too well.
I rolled a 17.
So. I said it's possible.
He will actually notice you, but you will still have concealment from him.
Okay. That's fine. I've got cover, too.
All right. Dwarfs.
I'm above him.
I thought you could see him.
He actually drops his rifle and then quick draws his pistol. Oh. Goes, pow!
My turn's after Ryan, right?
Yes. 20. Actually, you can go before the dwarf if you would like.
Well, there were shots, so I'll start heading my way over.
Alright, so.
Actually, I will cast Expeditious Retreat.
It's technically a spell like a. It's a spell like ability, not a spell.
From Rogue.
It's really weird. Let me double check that.
It's minor magic.
It won't matter.
Or it's major magic.
Let me double check that.
Won't do anything, as I've said.
It won't fluctuate.
Oh, okay.
So it'll work fine.
It's major magic, actually, I think.
Whether it works or it doesn't, it's fine.
It's cast as a spell-like ability.
Then it is affected.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyways, I then climb at...
35.
Spider!
I'm faster than spider claw.
Rocks begin kind of falling down. This speediest race is just like, I think someone's breaking the mountain.
How long will it take me to get there?
This is... Let me see how far.
It'll be 70 feet per round, but it's only 35 feet this round.
Yes. It is 30 feet away.
Okay, so I'm already there.
Oh!
I'm stopping.
Ninja!
I'm stopping too.
Alright, so okay. He will turn and shoot Ryan. Let's see.
You know, I probably should have stayed on the roof if I want to help out, but I figured we were just going to try and get in as fast as possible.
I got a 34 on stealth, by the way.
What do you get?
A 20?
That is my AC.
He hits.
With concealment?
Oh, with concealment? No.
Concealment doesn't add to AC.
Oh, it doesn't?
It's like a 20% miss.
Mm-hmm. Oh! He will not possibly crit, though. He will hit you this time. 20%. He will hit you. And then pistols are 2d6.
Yeah. Who's still my shadow dancer?
9 points of damage. Nice. He fires his pistol at you and kind of goes, NANIMANIMA!
Yeah, realize this is the kind of situation Shadow Dancer excels at.
Very, very bad!
Me?
Yes.
Alright, Amanda, 15.
Well, Shadow Dancers are able to hide in and whatnot.
No. In
By the way,
case,
he reloads his rifle.
My case, way. Walk up to the wall.
Oh, God! Can I be in the same square? I'm going to fly down.
Here, I'm here.
Well, no, I suppose the
fly on down.
I suppose the Shadow Dancers could fail because
she's on the ground.
I was like,
Helen.
Tana's.
Okay, I'm now on the floor, right?
Yep.
Ground. Oh, she's with me.
Mm-hmm.
And how far away is the door?
This one?
Yeah.
30 feet.
Is it Shadow?
Yeah, it's shadowy.
I guess I'll move over to the door.
Well, actually, no. I'm sorry. It wouldn't be shadowy once you get to the door. It is bright illumination here, because as I said, there is a lantern.
I pull out my my water bottle.
Mm-hmm. This one doesn't go out.
Damn it.
Nor does it have any heat.
Yay, ever-burning torches.
Okay.
No, ever-burning lantern.
Fine.
I'll worry about it later.
Okay, I guess I'll make my perception check to notice to spot a trap. I could add half my rogue level to this. So, plus 2. So, total of plus 21.
Okay. Oh, if I pass a trap on the way there, I should get a check.
24!
It's perfectly safe, but it is locked.
Is Alec at the door or something?
Yeah, he moved the 30 feet over to the door.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, he stood up, moved over to the door, and I'm letting him search it. That's it.
Oh, while I'm moving, I draw my shield, but I do not activate it.
Okay.
As in, I'm taking advantage of the plus 2 it provides to my AC.
Steven, I will say climbs, but that's going to be his turn.
I was just making
sure the Amanda.
Okay.
Top of the round, Jessica.
Flee before me, Evie.
Alright, my AC is actually 19, because I don't have a lot of my stuff. I will drop... And attempt to kick his gun out of his hand.
You mean attempt to disarm him?
Yes.
Gets his attack opportunity.
Girl. No, he doesn't. I have the feet.
Oh, you have the feet. Well, fat.
That's what monks do.
You are fat. Yeah.
Except you hear... Whoa.
I strongly doubt that hits his defense.
It's the CMD.
Yeah.
What you're going
my
after.
CMD is a whole lot higher than my normal AC, so...
Yeah.
Your CMB is your...
There.
Your
there's
monk.
A 30.
30 will definitely disarm him.
I'm trying to kick it that way.
You pick it, you take his rifle, it...
No, I kick it.
I know. You kick it, and it had a bayonet on it, just to let you know. It's now over the edge on the ground, he's like... Ryan.
There. I have a plus 9 for that.
Good job, Jessica.
I finally got the feats I wanted.
Oh my goodness, Jessica likes playing a monk again because she actually gets to do stuff.
Yes.
And even if you don't, they still get attack for shooting, but it doesn't stop you.
The only thing it stops on is grapples.
Actually, no, it doesn't even stop grapples
anymore.
Nope.
I don't have a good grapple, though.
Toilet's not flushing.
You have to
just
do it
spinning
times.
The water.
Yeah, you have to hold. You have to press it
no,
and
wait,
hold
wait
it down.
Wait until it's done and then do it again.
Yeah.
And hold
yeah,
it
wait
down.
Till
you have to flush it twice sometimes.
It's incredibly annoying.
You're incredibly annoying.
If it's really that annoying, go upstairs. That one's fine.
Oh no, you get to see how dirty our upstairs is. Right.
Okay.
She's taking it to this dwarf.
What?
She kicked his rifle out of his hands.
Oh.
She stuck it to the dwarf.
Well,
I'm about to stick it in the dwarf.
I might do that too.
Dirty.
But, I don't.
But you don't?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay.
That would be sad.
I polymorph into that.
I guess Steven's already there, so I'll
he's
just...
actually on the roof.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just pull my head up so he can't shoot.
Dark storm gathering?
Yeah.
Oh, the... What are you talking about, Alec? Oh, the bone giant?
Yes.
Okay, I was looking at this. I was like, what?
Jessica's really taking it to that door. I want to.
Ah! He looks like he's trying to hold courage.
Nah.
He looks kind of irritated, like, that's my gun.
That was my gun. You kicked it off.
Sorry, I don't speak your moon
language. I'll speak your crazy moon language.
I'll go ahead and hold for that.
I hate you, Alec.
Ryan holds. Tyler.
I can't. Do it that way. Oh well.
That's annoying.
Disadvantage to the dwarf. I toss my dagger at him.
Yeah, I'm going to forget it. I just realized about the door we're trying
which
to
one?
Open.
Which one? The one that's not disarmed.
Or something.
Okay.
No, not that.
Or a false door.
Does a 15...
As Tyler earlier...
23.
Yes.
Idea.
I'll sniper shot him. Can I do that without a feed?
Yeah, it's just a minus
20.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got 20.
He will just spot you.
Oh, that cheater. Okay, 5d6.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Owie.
15.
He will take that 15 and you let out a yelp as you throw your knife at him.
Yeah, take that. Yeah. I'll climb up on the roof. Or free five onto the roof.
Okay, you are occupying the same square as him.
You will have to climb onto the roof. You can't free crawl 5 feet.
Okay, well, anyways.
I'll just push you.
Okay, well, I don't really care where I am. I just wanted to be on the roof.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you want, my butt or my crotch in your face?
All right. 19. This dwarf steps back. Quick, draws his pistol. Goes.
Did you give you the crotch or the
ass? His highest is a plus.
It's getting cold out.
It's 15 or 34.
34.
Wow, yeah, I have
39
today.
See,
minus my dex?
Uh-huh.
No.
Minus armor.
Not,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not wearing any
I told
armor.
My coworker today when he told me that, I was like, what, you're going to tell me it's
not minus dex to the move.
No.
Okay, so and he's 19.
Flipping May.
One hit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't get you the right money.
Yeah, you do.
It is 53.
You will take 7. And screaming out from this point are 2 more bullets, rifle shots aimed at you. Okay.
Oh,
that times 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, shouldn't he draw 4 cards then?
No, it's 3.
No,
that's
1 per extra over 2.
That's right. Regular crit is not times 1.
All right, the big heavy ball that actually it's a bullet. Sorry, hits you in the leg.
Ew.
For 22 points of damage.
Ew.
And you suffer 2 points of bleed as it is lodged in your bone.
Nice.
The bullet doesn't penetrate. It hits the bone and stops. And the bleeding begins.
Okay, so I'm at 31.
I will take my action now.
Okay.
I will pull out the silver pistol that mm-hmm. I got. And I will fire it at the far guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, take your minus 4 to hit.
That's fine. He has a minus 4 to his armor.
Does he?
Yes. Yes.
It's a gun.
He loses his 1 point of padded armor.
Oh. Well, whatever.
That's one of the reasons why. After a while...
It doesn't matter.
It's against people who try to shiv you. It's basically what it's there for.
My paladin's still going to be wearing full plate.
That's fine. Effectively, you'll have a 4 AC.
The reason why you wear full plate is because you're fighting orcs.
Yes.
You're not fighting other dwarves.
What does it do?
2d6.
They're not trained in usage of pistols.
And that's your 1 bullet.
I have 11 bullets, thank you.
Do dwarves get racial proficiency with guns?
It's a martial proficiency for them.
So my paladin would know how to use a gun.
3. That one will now take his pistol shots at you in the back.
That's fine.
Ooh, smite with a pistol.
And he will actually free 5 next to the door.
Oh, what's that game?
One hit.
How hell London of you?
And he will do 7.
I don't really want to kill these dwarves, so can we move on?
Please.
Amanda.
I was about to go up and help them.
I'm hiding.
Amanda.
Now that I hear a bunch of gunshots, I'll probably go back up and help.
Flap, 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 flap. That's your movement.
Okay.
They are both reduced to their pistols.
Yeah.
Their rival, one over here and then one stuck in the ground like this.
Jessica.
Roll your shot on him.
Mm-hmm.
Having trouble breathing now?
Alright, roll your damage.
32.
It helps that air actually passes through the...
Blanket,
12.
Ow! Are you trying to kill one of your sources of revenue?
Maybe.
Does channel energy count as cast?
If you kill me, my dad will stop paying for rent.
Yes,
I just won't know about it.
It is indeed a standard action.
Alex imposed.
You are standing at the door.
Wow.
Tumbleweed. Sorry.
Do you have disabled device?
Fuck no.
You wish to attempt to break down the door. It is a strong wooden door.
It's wooden?
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a trap. It's made of stone.
Out of character, I think I'm going to be annoyed when I open this door.
But you don't know that.
Give me a strength check.
Obviously, want, it's a good door.
I'll rage and kick.
Douchebag. I like raged at you and kicked you.
I know. Six.
Range of rage for what's behind this door.
12.
Bam!
It just looks wooden.
Okay. No, that's a strong wooden door.
I only have 19 rounds left of rage.
You beat that door down.
Alright. That was Alex, Steven. Steven will begin climbing down because he is no ninja or anything.
Oh, by the way, do they have DR?
No.
Dwarves, no. Okay.
Just have hit points.
Okay.
If they were wearing adamantium, you'll climb down. Yes.
Okay.
Top of the round, I Jessica.
Ignore 5 DR, which I like.
Oh, it's lodged. You can, like, see down where it is. You're like, you could stick your finger into your leg.
Don't make me think about it.
I'll just channel smite myself. All my leg.
Do you even have a channel selective channeling anymore, or are you just...
I can't get it.
Oh, not a high enough charisma?
Nope. Yeah, okay.
7, and just to let you know, that does not actually stop the bleeding. You will need to actually pull out the bullet, which is a heal check.
Oh.
Well, okay. Could she have changed that then?
Well, do you want to do that instead?
It would take too long.
Okay.
No, Jessica, this is D&D. Everything takes 6 seconds. Everything.
5.
Ha!
No, it's ha, move, shoot, 6 seconds.
Okay. Well, technically, right. He had the snatch arrow feet.
21 Ryan.
Catch a bullet and...
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control. The